you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Friday, everybody, slinging at you from Los Angeles, California, 2:02-ish p.m. on the Pacific Coast here in California. It's a little after 5 on the Eastern Coast if you're listening to us live. If it ain't that time, your ear holes are sucking us in as a rerun. We appreciate that. Suck us in, baby. Sorry, I've already grossed us out. We're here. We're 2 minutes into the show, and I've already gone inappropriate. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. How's that inappropriate? Yeah,
follow me on Twitter.
At Vile Experience. So vile.
Follow us on the Twitter. Chat with us during the show if you like. The next couple hours, we're going to be here at Crab Diving. At Crab Diving. We're also on Facebook. Which, you know, isn't really indicative. It's not easy to chat in real time unless you're friends on Facebook. So chat
with
us.
What do you mean? Oh, if they want to send us a direct Facebook message.
You can do that, but we check the Twitter throughout the show, and then we also have Skype up and running. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call. Our Skype name is Crab Diving, the name of the show. And also, phone number is 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Or?
Liar.
Yeah.
I tried to get twat.
Did you really?
Yeah, 323-TWAT, 601-TWAT was taken. I'm kidding.
Is it really taken, though? I mean,
well, it might be. I'm sure it is.
I have no doubt it's taken. Somebody has to own that. Some asshole.
It doesn't have a Q in it, right? Isn't that the one letter that's not on the telephone?
Oh, the key. There is no Q.
Is it a Q?
Right.
So, you know, there goes Quim.
Right.
Damn it.
Hello.
There go some fun words.
You're such an Anglophile.
I am. Oh, there is a Q. I lied.
Oh, really?
At least on my iPhone, there is.
Well, Steve Jobs put the Q back in.
I see. GHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ. Oh, so the iPhone has the entire alphabet on.
Oh, really?
On it. I don't think that's an accurate portrayal of how the phones used to be.
The phone keypad is changing. It's evolving. Just like, you know.
How dare you?
Much of the country.
The keypad showed up 6,000 years ago in its current form. Noah took two keypads on the ark.
I do not believe in keypad evolution.
That fucked each other.
Right.
Maybe on the ark.
Who?
You think there was some fucking going on in the ark, all those animals?
Well, yes, I do. Also, right. There was a lot of shit going on in the ark.
But they didn't know exactly how long the flood was going to last, did he? Or did he get a
pre-weather
report from the Lord? Yeah. I don't remember the story.
It's got to be weird, you know. I mean, listen, if you're a seaman, right, you know, you're your weather expert. So I guess back then they were experts at reading the skies. You know, maybe they would be some hint from the skies.
40 days in the future?
Right. As to how the weather would, you know, would work out. You know, you get hints from the skies, birds, plants.
I see.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
What up, gay god?
Is your gay god going to come and save you, ladies and gentlemen? Lots of stuff happened this week. Lots of stuff happened overnight. The headlines, I'm sure, I know what they're going to be.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, Los Angeles, California. Yay. Blah, 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 Sarah Palin. Before we even open up the Huffington Post or the Drudge Report, I know it's going to be about what happened in France, I'm right. sure. What sounded like an episode of 24 went on there.
It's crazy. I was reading about it in USA Today. Stupid news.
The standoffs. There were two separate hostage situations in France.
Oui, oui.
Two brothers that they think were behind the horrific attack on Wednesday at the offices of that French newspaper, Charlie Hebdo.
Zut alors!
They are no longer with us on the planet after today. The police cornered the two brothers, Sharif and Saeed Kouachi,
right,
inside a printing house in the town. The town of Dammartin-en-Gueule, near.
You smell of elderberries.
Yeah, near Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Ooh, wee oui, wee. Oui.
Where they had been holed up apparently since Friday morning, they said. They also conducted just about a simultaneous raid on a kosher supermarket in Paris.
Yes.
Where a dude with a gun opened fire, took several people hostages.
How terrifying, man. I read about that shit.
He was also sent to the other side that may or may not exist. Doesn't even. And he was killed.
Right.
French President François Hollande announced later on Friday.
The French are hilarious. I mean, just, yeah.
François Hollande.
Right.
Announced later that four people had been killed in the police raid.
Right.
An Israeli government official said 15 hostages had been rescued from the store.
Some were injured.
The market shooter earlier threatened to hurt the hostage if police raided the building where the two loonies, the two jihadi fucks,
right,
were hiding.
Yes.
They said his name is Amadi Koulibaly.
Damn. Score one for you.
And they think he had an accomplice named
Koulibaly.
A woman named Hayat Boumediene.
This is a nightmare. If I was hosting a stand-up show, I'd be like, oh my God. Hayat the very funny Hayat Boumediene. Give it up.
The FBI are currently looking for Boumediene. They don't know where she is. She's a suspect. They're still looking for her.
Could you imagine if this happened in America? The fucking cops would be like, we have an all-points bulletin for who lot may be in. Yeah.
They think they all know each other. They think they're same members of the same jihadist cell.
Do they know each other through Al-Qaeda, or they meet on, like, Plenty of Fish?
Grindr.
Grindr.
They say that there were reports that the brothers had taken one person hostage in Dammartin-en-Gueule, but there is no confirmation yet of those reports. But then the Guardian saying that hostage was there but was freed during the raid. Police negotiators tried to make contact with the suspects through the day. The brothers told the negotiators they're going to die as they wanted to die as martyrs. So they stepped out. Started opening fire.
Good heavens.
And they got their wish.
Those are believers right there. They believe in their fucking hoogity boogity bullshit, I guess, right?
Yeah.
How stupid. What a bunch of fucking assholes, these terrorists.
No, they're linking it. There's more evidence that it's linked to Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
AP is reporting that a member of the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. Affiliate. It's like...
Yeah. A franchise.
Right. It's like a franchise, like a McDonald's. They said that the group had directed the attack against Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper. The leadership of AQAP said directed the operations, and they chose their target carefully. So they're saying this is a... an Al-Qaeda cell, they think.
They said when the gunmen were leaving the newspaper, they heard someone yell, like, "This is, we're doing this for Al-Qaeda, y'all." Right. Yeah. Well, not exactly that.
Might have left the y'all off.
Maybe. You don't know.
And they said in Yemen, I think they even said.
Oh, really?
It was one of the reports I saw where they said, "We're doing this for Al-Qaeda in Yemen." So,
well, it's
seems
stupid.
To be where the evidence is pointing. And that surely is the headline over on the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete.
Huffington Post.
Right.
I'm sure on Drudge.
Drudge.
It'll be the same story.
No. Drudge is going to be immigration over here in the States.
Possibly a different.
Someone found a jacket that looked like a prayer rug.
A different spin on it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are you kidding? They're, oh, my God.
They love this, probably. Drudge.
Oh, my God. The big headline on Drudge is not about the hostage crisis and the terrorists being killed over in France. They probably blew their loads earlier.
Oh, yes.
On that, because, you know, God, they were hostage crisis terrorists. They get to blame Obama for it in
2015,
some ridiculous way.
Al-Qaeda watch Paris.
That was it's been a three.
Where was Obama in this? Did he participate in the firefight?
I think it's been a three paper towel day for them.
Oh, yes. What's the headline at Drudge? Global warming doesn't exist because it's cold in Florida today. I talked to my mom.
Here comes Mitt.
Oh, come on. That's the headline?
Here comes Mitt. Mitt Romney, according to Politico, says he is considering, oh, this is awesome, that he is considering a run again in 2016.
Oh my God!
The final winner of the cage match from 2012 to sit at the driver's seat of the clown car, who lost.
There's video of him saying, "I don't like poor people." You know, almost he nearly says that, right?
Well, only 47% of the nation.
He doesn't give a shit about 47% of us.
He told a group of longtime supporters today he's considering running. Quote, "Everybody in here can go tell your friends that I'm considering a run."
You know what? Go tell your white, fucking, old, saggy, wrinkled, privileged friends, although that's understood.
He said at a private meeting in New York with about 30 former donors. Old and white, old and white, old and white.
How
old and
rich?
White, old and white, old and white, old and white, old and white, I'm
how,
sure.
How rich are those donors? Oh. Deep. Deep fucking pockets.
Oh, here we go. People on hand included financier Patrick Durkin.
Eat a dick.
Alex Nabob, a financier who was part of a recent event with Jeb Bush.
Suck it.
Romney allies and former staffers have spent much of the past 2 years saying that he should have won that. He should have won that last one, man.
That's what everybody says when your team loses. They should have won. They should have won. I'm a Cubs fan. Suck it, dude. You guys lost once.
They're arguing that there's a clamor for people who want to see a true leader in the party.
For Romney?
And they say that Jeb Bush's decision to, you know, kind of start moving quickly.
Right.
With his big Facebook announcement.
Yeah, fuck you.
Of Super PAC or whatever. And bailing on all the boards that he was on.
Oh, right. Maybe he was bored of his boards.
Right. They're saying that Bush allies are a little irritated because that Romney might be siphoning off some of their donors.
No, not another white irritated person. We can't handle that.
Bush says, God, I just hate the fact that I'm saying Bush about somebody that's running for fucking president.
Both of these guys are tremendous pukes.
Bush has said repeatedly he won't make a stark pitch to the right to the conservative base.
What? Can you talk like, hey, Jeb, can you talk like you didn't grow up with a silver fucking spoon shoved up your asshole? Can you talk to us like we don't all have $5 million in the bank, you dick? What the fuck does that statement mean? I'm not going to make a stark statement to the base, to the what?
It says to his
stark
conservative base.
Fuck you.
He also has been critical, Bush has, of how Romney, Jeb Bush,
right,
has been critical of how Romney allowed himself to be defined negatively by Democrats during the last campaign.
Oh, really?
How about being defined by the definition of what you are?
I thought Romney
in the last campaign.
Yeah, I thought Jeb Bush's main criticism of Romney was that he doesn't follow through on a squash serve.
Right.
Fuck both of these white assholes, man.
I saw him at a dressage match.
That's fancy for horse dancing.
I gave him quite the angry side look glance.
I gave him an angry pirate.
That's the headline. The headline at over at the Drudge Report. They do have over on the side Paris War Zone. 3 days
on the side.
3 days of terror that gripped France comes to end. Blah, 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 blah. So at least they cover it.
Mitt the shit Romney could be. He's not running for president. He could be running for president. Is a headline
tells
over the
donors considering run.
He tells a bunch of old, rich, white fucking guys popping Viagra by the fucking handful, I could run for president again. Fuck everyone.
Exactly.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry.
Oops. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Listening to him, maybe they should do away with education, because Jesus Christ, if he came through the American education system, then let's all just stop going to school, because it's a waste of time.
Right.
Fend for yourself. I mean.
But he could play football, right?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't he a good football player?
He was the best.
Wasn't it Rick Perry's? Rick. And he served in the military.
Oh, yes.
Let's not forget. So we thank him for his service, unlike George Bush.
You're right. Did Jeb serve?
I'm betting no. I don't know. I mean, if I look that one up, so. I'm betting.
Did Mitt the shit Romney serve?
That's an absolute no.
No, don't be ridiculous. Pat just slapped me with a glove, with a velvet glove.
Mitt Romney, you serve in the military. Have you lost your mind, man?
Challenge you to a duel.
he was rich.
Want to get high on the back nine? I'm thinking of things Romney might have said when he was in college. I mean, what a dickhead. How can he identify with America being that rich? He's got a car elevator. Straps his dog on the hood of his car for a jauntily drive into
that's
the country.
Just unforgivable.
Yeah,
shit.
A dog.
So those are the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. It's still fucking cold too, by the way.
All right,
just to let you know what's going on there.
But what about global warming, you fucking liberal hippie croc wearing freak?
Right. We got a little follow up on Harry Reid.
Oh, really?
The porn star. The
prize fighter.
Harry Reid, the former prize fighter.
Cage fighter. I heard he's going to go into UFC after he gets done governing.
And current. You know what? I saw a report that this actually exists. They have churches now that are starting to have MMA matches.
Why not?
In the church to attract. You know, they're talking about bringing McDonald's in. No words. There's just no words for that one.
What the fuck would Jesus do? WWJD. Well, would he have a cage match in his fucking church?
Yeah, who the fuck would Jesus beat the fuck out of?
I thought it was we come in peace, or it's like peace be with you.
Right.
Is the word peace in the Bible just as much as incest? Peace, 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 peace. Oh, come here. Let me beat the fuck out of you. Pass the plate.
There's a documentary, actually, that's out there called Fight Church. A new documentary examines the relationship between Christianity and mixed martial arts.
What's the first rule of Fight Church?
Follows a group of fighting church pastors.
Oh, geez.
Oh, let's get all oiled up.
All right.
Get into a cage together.
Let me put on my micro bottoms.
The movie's trailer. Oh, where's the trailer? Can I find? Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. What is the trailer for?
Fight Church.
Shut up.
The documentary. From Academy Award winner Daniel Luke.
As Christians, there are times where you take shots. That's where the Bible gives you your training. I get all the time, I don't look like the typical pastor, and that's okay. There's actually a cool verse in the Bible that says, be wary when all men speak well of you. If everybody loves you, you're doing something wrong.
If everybody loves you, you're doing something wrong.
Let me hit you in the face.
Yeah, the background music is too fucking loud on this. It's annoying. What? But it's about, it goes on. It says, Punch Thy Neighbor, Fight Church, a documentary about MMA fighting and Christianity.
You aren't supposed to, it's like the golden rule and do unto others and all that crap. What happened to that?
Fight Church features former UFC lightweight champion Benson Henderson and current UFC light heavyweight champion Jones, both of whom explain how their faith allows them to fight.
These are people that get hit in the head over and over again without a boxing glove on. Just right, straight up fist, right?
Yeah.
They just get fisted over and over again.
And then they go fight.
Right.
We'll put a link. I'll put a link up
to Fight Church.
Fight Church documentary.
God, religion is just fucking nuts.
Actually, I was just reading that on The Blaze. The link took me to The Blaze.
What? Does Glenn Beck like this? I wonder if he's for Fight Church.
It's just a story. There's no real opinion. It's
Pat Roberts said, well, no, I don't have a problem with people fighting in church.
Oh, well, here, the first, surprisingly, the most upvoted comment on The Blaze.
Yes.
Says, even if there is no malice toward your neighbor and you love your opponent, you still are potentially directing cause to him, causing him bodily harm. It's hard for me to reconcile my Christian beliefs with MMA fighting.
Wow.
Dang.
Way to go, dude that believes in something in the sky. But, I mean, what if instead of a fellow Christian, you were fighting a Muslim or an atheist?
Well, they're way into that.
Then that would be just fucking fine.
Beat the shit out of an atheist.
Him. All right. Boy, rape some baby.
Yeah. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, by the way, you know, he broke bones in his face.
Oh, my God.
With that, those exercise bands that snapped and knocked him over, and he spun around and hit his face and then fell and, I don't know, it was breakdancing or something. Now they're saying
he's got to be careful in the gym. I mean, he's an old guy.
That he may lose sight in that eye.
Oh, my God. That's the worst gym accident ever.
He may not regain vision. He said the injuries were severe, and they're not sure that he'll be able to get full vision back in his right eye.
God damn. Always work with a spotter at the gym, especially if you're like over 70 years old.
There's a lot of blood accumulated in there. They're hoping it resolves itself. He says it's hard to see.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Is he going to participate in Fight Church? He is an ex-boxer. Well, not now. I can't see.
I don't think Hurricane Harry is going to be participating in Fight Church at all.
What happens in Fight Church stays in Fight Church.
What happens in Fight Church stays
or,
in Fight Church.
Or don't talk. First rule about Fight Church. Don't talk about Fight Church.
Or talk about Fight Church.
Or talk about it.
They want to get more bodies in there, right?
Yeah.
We've got another follow-up. We've been following the story.
Follow-up, bitches.
Of Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah.
Mr. Bill Cosby.
That's right.
Who allegedly did some doping and raping.
Right. He was funny in the Cosby Show.
Well, he had his first large, really big stand-up show.
Oh.
Since these allegations. You know, he had a couple smaller ones, but this, I guess, was a big one.
Right.
Began with a heckler repeatedly yelling, "You're a rapist."
Boy, you got to be a great comic to, you know, handle that heckle. That's a rough one. You're a rapist.
No, stop. He said, stop it. I wonder if we can hear this. Here, let me hear. Here's the...
Be quiet. No. No, stop. Stop it. That's right. Shh, shh. No clapping, nothing. That's all right. Okay. We just have patience. Okay. So now...
Wow. Patience, as the man was probably pummeled into unconsciousness by security and dragged out. Another guy tweeted...
That's what he used to say on his dates, too, while the drug... He's like, calm down.
Exactly. That's the same creepy fucking voice.
Stop it. Stop it.
Then, later in the show, allegedly, he was aware that a woman got up near the front, and it looked like she was leaving. And he said, he looked down at her, he said, well, hey, what are you doing? You know how you embarrass the poor people, right, who have to get up. And she said, I'm going to get a drink. To which he replied,
yes,
you have to be careful about drinking around me.
Oh, shit. This guy's got, all of a sudden, he's got the darkest sense of humor.
Yeah, kind of a creepy little thing, but how about that? Yeah, calm down.
Oh, God.
Calm down, everyone.
What an asshole.
No clapping, that's right. Now, some dude tweeted out that he got thrown out of the show because he was filming security arresting the heckler.
Oh.
So they grabbed him and threw him out, too.
They aren't fucking around.
I think there's not a lot of fucking around going on. Yeah.
I mean, if you're Bill Cosby, let's say this horrendous rape thing doesn't exist. Let's say if that never happened. I mean, still.
Almost 30 women just lying there. Rabbit ears off?
No. Let's just say it never happened. Though this.
Oh, okay. Oh,
history never happened, and you're like his caliber of a comic at a show. I mean, do you think Chris Rock suffers many hecklers before the security guards grab them?
Oh no,
I wouldn't. I would be like, guess what? I don't want to deal with these people anymore. You can take them away.
You have a sniper up in the rafters.
I don't want to deal with some asshole. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you do to him. I don't want to talk to him.
Target down.
Yeah.
You suck.
Take him out.
Yeah.
What is that? Didn't Bill Maher do some set somewhere where maybe it was his show and somebody was heckling him and he didn't even respond to him. He was like, don't we have security in here?
Yeah.
Where is the security?
This cracks me up. I was getting ready to close the Drudge Report and, before the hostage dealio in France, kind of the number one story was that the unemployment numbers are out, and unemployment's better. The economy's better.
Fuck you.
And now, did you see this other before? Okay, we'll get back to that.
Okay.
It's too easy for me to go off on tangents.
Uh-huh.
Unemployment down. U.S. gained like 250,000 jobs.
Good for
this
us.
Last month.
Fuck yeah.
That was the big story. Over on Drudge, there is a link,
yes,
that says unemployment drops to 5.6%. The next headline underneath it says, but wages fall. and record 92 million Americans out of workforce.
But.
Right. I'm just saying.
God.
And it's buried, by the way. That one's way down there.
Oh, sure. It's buried. At least it gets less coverage than the attacks in Paris.
Yes.
Okay.
Surprisingly. So we wish Harry Reid well. We hope his eye doesn't pop.
Yeah, good luck.
And that everything.
Well, it's not that his eye's going to pop out, is it? Is his eye going to pop out?
No.
Oh, fuck.
He's got blood accumulated in there that they hope that eventually goes away. And
can they give him an artificial one?
An artificial eye?
Sure. Why not?
Make him like a bionic man.
Yeah, just shove an orbular webcam in there and. Plug it
up to the web?
Yeah, why not?
Harry cam?
Well, then Harry could... how would that work? Harry could look down with his one eye that works and see what his other eye would be seeing. I guess that's no good.
No.
That sucks.
We've got another one of these stories. What time is it? 2:29 p.m. Hey, it's the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Take a drink. Take a hit.
The year of our Lord.
Snap one off. Whatever you need to do. We're here for another hour and a half.
Don't mind me.
The one of these stories that gives little Todd Starnes,
oh God,
a big giant white guy, Chris Stiffy.
Yes,
Christian
now
Stiffy.
Now I'm so sorry. Todd Starnes is the host of some lunatic right wing nut job internet radio show.
He has a radio on Fox.
Oh, okay.
He's their resident war on Christmas correspondent.
Oh, wow.
He's the one that runs around saying, oh, they're coming after Christians. They're coming after Christianity.
That's
Remember?
Right.
He talks like this. This is how Todd Starnes records his radio program, Ryan.
He's a loony.
Well, Todd Lee, little Todd Lee Starnes, is upset.
Fuck you, Todd.
About this one story. Wrote about it. Here they're coming for Christianity again. It's the war on Christians. Persecute us. Ah!
Two in the head, one in the chest.
Well, a story in Kansas City.
Right.
Marshall, Missouri, specifically. Parents of a middle school student were upset because the teacher told their 12-year-old son, Loyal Grandstaff.
What? That's his name? Shut up. Loyal Grandstaff.
Loyal Grandstaff.
I call out Loyal Grandstaff.
It's like something from Game of Thrones.
I challenge him to a duel.
Somebody's parents played a lot of D&D, but I don't think so, because they're Bible-waving weirdos.
Meet you on the field of battle.
They said that their 12-year-old son was told that he could not read his favorite book in school.
Let me guess.
The Bible.
That's no one's favorite book. That child, his parents are influencing him inappropriately.
Oh, they did not say
that. It's not his favorite book.
Loyal Grandstaff's parents said they're taking a grand stance.
Oh, these.
Oh, see what they're doing there?
Meet the cunt.
They're standing up for their son's freedom of religion.
Loyal Grandstaff. But I get the name Loyal. What the fuck does Grandstaff mean? A big staff?
Big staff.
Grandstaff?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a last name. They don't even. But Loyal.
You're right.
What are their names? What are the stupid parents' names, I wonder? Loyal.
From the Missouri Grandstaffs.
God.
They married into the big dicks.
Yeah. Bunch of fucking inbreds.
The teacher said that their son was told that he could not read his Bible in school. Loyal says he loves reading his Bible.
Read it on your own time, dipshit.
Decided to bring it to school before the Christmas break so he could read it during his free time. But the seventh grader said his teacher told him it wasn't allowed.
That's right.
But right before the teacher ripped the head off of a baby and sucked the life out of
it. Yeah.
I like to read my Bible because it's a good book, Loyal said.
It's not, Loyal. You're just dumb and young and uneducated.
He wasn't reading it out loud. He said he wasn't sharing the Bible with his classmates. He said, I was just reading. I was just reading it because I had free time. A time to do what I wanted to, so I just broke it out and read.
Kids in school don't have free time. It's not freedom. It's a dictatorship at school.
Loyal's dad, Justin Grandstaff.
Justin has a normal fucking name.
Right.
And why are you going to saddle your kid with a freakish name? Assholes.
Said, I feel like it violated his freedom of religion, but also his freedom of speech.
Well, he wasn't saying it out loud, so it didn't violate his freedom of speech, you idiot Grandstaff.
Justin says he's trying to raise his children to honor God, to work hard and do the right things. He can't believe his son was banned for reading the Bible. There's kids walking around disrespecting their teachers. Kids walking around cussing and everything else. And they're practically getting into no trouble at all.
God, I'm so tired of all the stupid people. It's just maddening. I cannot. I'm so glad it's Friday because God damn it. This guy's just a fucking simpleton.
The principal at Bucher Middle School.
Bucher.
In Marshall.
Oh, shoot me.
I mean.
Shoot me.
Right.
No. I'm pro-gun because I need you to use one on me.
Lance Tobin.
Who the fuck is this?
That's the liberal effete principal, I think.
Lance Tobin, I call you out.
Says that Bibles are not banned from school, and he's going to look into the situation to get the details further.
Burn in hell, Lance.
So, of course, the story went viral. Todd Lee Starnes got his little Christian panties in a twist over it. Well, now...
Loyal Grandstaff.
Um,
Loyal.
Lance has done a thorough investigation and has found no evidence that the incident has ever happened.
Oh.
They can't even find the teacher that he was talking about.
Does Loyal Grand Staff, in fact, exist?
The kid does. This incident doesn't.
this is the best.
He declined, Lance Tobin, declined to say whether he believed the incident was entirely fabricated, but he says he's not sure why the claims were made.
Yes.
He spoke with the boy and the parents and said Bibles are not banned from the school.
Oh, what?
We just all agreed. We talked about school and religion. I wanted to make sure they were comfortable understanding their child could have the Bible at school and could read the Bible at school.
Right. Okay. So issue resolved.
Issue resolved. Now, remember the one before that Todd Stearns squealed about when coincidentally he was out selling his new book about how Christianity is getting fucked in America?
God,
and
these books.
It was a story of a little girl who went to school and was opened her Bible during the lunch hour, and some evil atheist teacher swooped in and snatched it out of her hands and fucked it. Fucked the Bible right in front of her.
Oh, yes.
No, I told her she couldn't read the Bible in lunchtime and everything. And
she burned it.
But then, again, Todd Stearns went nuts, was walking around talking about, it's interesting that since I wrote this book, right now we've got a situation going on where a little girl tried to read her Bible.
He wrote a book.
But it turns out also, Ryan, if you'll remember,
yeah,
that the little girl, only by sheer miraculous coincidence, was the daughter of the publisher of said Todd Stearns bullshit War on Christianity book.
God, what a publisher.
It's only a coincidence.
That's who you want working for you. Get that book out there in the news. This guy's sending his daughter out.
And then they investigated that, whoring his daughter. What a fuck.
I want to sell a book by Todd Stearns. Go out there and tell some lies, Missy.
And when investigated, they interviewed the little girl.
Right.
Who described, it was a teacher that she didn't, like, it wasn't her teacher in her classroom. It was some mysterious teacher that snuck into the school, apparently.
It was a fairy god teacher.
And apparently on the Bible hunt.
Right.
Went right to this girl. So when they, I don't know if they did a teacher lineup or something, but she could not, there was no teacher. There was no teacher that existed that she could point out that did this, that allegedly told her she couldn't use her Bible.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, you just can't get your kids to lie for you and expect them to do a good fucking job.
Right. Not when they're like 5 or 6. No. You got to wait till they're older.
Some
so you
teacher
can
that doesn't exist. They're like, oh,
coach
fuck
them a little bit
so
better.
So this is bullshit.
It's all bullshit. But again, the Christian right, thrilled that they can run around with a story of persecution.
What? Why is it okay to bring your Bible to read in class? I mean, I can't bring, you know, I wouldn't be able to bring, like, Harry Potter and read it because it's, right? Because it's not, you know, related
well,
to my
free
school,
time, though,
school work.
They allow you to read whatever you want.
What do you give kids free time in school for? So they can go get high in the gym?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Don't leave them alone. They'll fuck each other.
Yeah, it's gross.
Especially if those girls are showing a little knee.
Yeah.
Those whores. I'm trying to find a.
I didn't get any free time when I was in school. I had first period, second period, blah 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 blah, so on and so forth, and the whole time was scripted out for me.
I didn't until high school. In high school, they did occasionally have. Sometimes your schedule would work out for a free period, and I remember, freshman year, they put me in band.
Yeah.
First period.
Okay.
And I had spent all summer telling the band Uber Fuhrer to fuck off. I didn't want to be in the band anymore. I was done. I'd done it all through grammar school, and I was just done. I didn't want to do it no more. And
what did you play?
Clarinet.
Oh, you put down your reeds.
And he put, I wanted trumpet. It was, right. You know, full. Nothing, I'm not disparaging the clarinet. I love the clarinet.
Right.
And, but that motherfucker put me in band. Anyway, like
what
I was just
asshole.
Going as a robot. I was just going to show up and say, oh, okay, I'll be in the band.
I don't want to be in your fucking band.
I showed up. I looked at my printed out schedule first day of high school, and I was like, oh, oh, hell to the no, as the Hollywood Hick would say.
You're like Robert Plant.
And I went to the office and I said, there's a mess up on my schedule. And they took a lot of time to rearrange my schedule. She took a red pen and she went X over band and she wrote free.
Oh, that's great.
So I was only one of like two freshmen in the whole class that had the first period free. So I didn't have to show up till an hour later. If you had free period first or last, you didn't have to be there. Oh. You could leave. If you got stuck with it in the middle of the day, you had to stay on campus.
What'd you do? Go get high? I'm just kidding.
No, it was morning. Are you fucking kidding me? I slept in.
Oh, that's the best. Were you, in fact, first chair clarinet?
In grammar school.
Oh, good job.
I believe I may have attained that.
Well, that's awesome.
Designation at one point.
I am the key master.
The key master.
Todd Starnes, fuck off.
Yeah, Todd Starnes.
Another 0.0 issue. Go sell your shitty books to stupid people.
Right. Here's Todd Starnes. You want to hear a little bit of
Todd
Starnes talking about gay rights movement is issuing in cultural cleansing. This is listen to what this guy sounds like.
What a
this
dipshit.
Is him on his little radio
cultural
station.
Cultural cleansing.
Atlanta Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran's career is up in smoke.
Remember we talked about that fire chief. We talked about that fire chief yesterday,
right?
Who wrote a book. You know, burn the gays.
And his career is up in smoke.
He wrote for a men's Bible study group at his church. Chief Cochran wrote about biblical morality and what the Bible says about homosexuality. As a result, the fire chief with a long and storied career was fired. Mayor Kasim Reed says he was deeply disturbed by Cochran's book and would not tolerate discrimination. Now keep in mind, what Cochran wrote came from the Bible. So is the mayor suggesting Christians need not apply to public sector jobs in his city? The way I see it, if the LGBT community has the right to express their views about sexuality, shouldn't the Christian community be afforded the same rights? According to Atlanta's mayor, no, they do not. Chief Cochran is just the latest victim in the ongoing cultural cleansing of American society. I'm Todd Starnes.
Ongoing cultural.
I'm Todd Starnes.
Cultural. How about that delivery, Ryan?
Yes.
He's very deliberate in what he says and how his inflections go up and down.
Well, listen, this is exciting. I didn't know we were having some cultural cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. By the way, we have a caller. We have a call coming in.
All right, pick that shit up.
Here we go. Hello, caller.
Caller, you're on the line. Who do we have?
Hello, fellas. It's Oscar.
Oscar, hey. What's going on, man? Oscar Galeana.
Not much, man. I just finished a little 5-minute workout.
is that what you call jerking off?
No. I was throwing a kettlebell around, and I noticed I'm really, really out of shape.
Nice.
So it's like I only did it like 10 times, and it's like the woman size. And that's messed up, but really it's like a little 25 pound one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm tired, man.
Right.
I'm tired, but I feel good though, in a weird way.
Oh, good. Man,
it's good to exercise your body. Like,
it is.
I think a lot of people forget about, like, that's one of the most important things when it has to do with having a body.
Right.
Yeah, you have to work out.
Especially,
that got me thinking.
Especially if you're pouring beer and weed into it a lot.
Yeah. Well, dude, actually, if you smoke weed and then work out, it's probably the best thing for your body.
It is. I understand that.
Jack LaLanne used to do that.
Right, that's right.
Was he? Man, no wonder he was in top physical.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about this thing that I read today about some chick that she got mad because some guy asked her to have sex with her, and she's like, oh, that's disgusting. And it happens all the time. You know, girls walk down the street, and they get hit on, and dudes just say nasty shit to them, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me get up in there, or let me put my penis, I'll eat your ass, or whatever. Right?
Okay,
right.
Yes.
So then I started thinking, it's like, this guy must have been really creepy and ugly for her to be offended. Because if it was a really handsome guy, like, I don't know, George Clooney or fucking or I don't know who's fucking hot, right? Like, women will be like, oh, thank you. And then they'll probably drop the pennies and fuck the guy right there and then. Or that, right? So it's like we only pick and choose what we get mad at. Right?
So you're saying if George Clooney was walking down the street and passed some girl and was like, hi, I would love to eat your ass, that she would oblige him?
Yes. 100%. 100%. Because that's the thing about us, too, that we're always just picking and choosing what we want, like what we want in our life. I know I do the same thing, too. If a hot girl's walking down the street and she says something like that, I'll say, hell yeah. But if an old, ugly lady says that to me, I'll be like, oh, all right. Thank you, ugly, evil lady. Yeah. And I walk away and you feel creeped out because it's disgusting. Right.
You're full of shit. Because fuck her, too.
Hey, have you ever... So, Oscar...
We all will.
Have you ever... Oscar, have you ever been catcalled?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting, dude. Not just by women, but, like, by dudes.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, dudes catcall me. Like, right. I was coming home one day. I used to work at Universal Studios when I was a kid. And in downtown LA, where on 5th and Spring, there used to be like a lot of gay bars right there, and dudes would just like pass by in front of me and like start saying nasty, disgusting shit to me.
Well, they were.
And
just,
I'll be like, I'm just a kid. I'm just like 17, 18 years old at the time.
Well, they were just attracted to you. They wanted to take you out to a date, maybe to a movie and a dinner.
Well, I'm not a bad piece of ass, so
right.
So
you're a prize.
They did. They probably, but they probably wanted to, do some other stuff to me. But that's it. But I wasn't attracted to those dudes. But if it was a car full of chicks, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's roll.
Right.
Let's roll. Let's get this fucking party started. But anyways, let's go to the next part.
Oh, yeah.
So the next part is, like, religion and all that stuff. Right? We all want to be right. Like, the only reason why we attach ourselves to that kind of shit, like, first part is because they brainwash us, right? Like, when they put, like, some sort of train of thought, religion is like an operating system, like Windows or fucking Apple. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sure.
So that gets implanted in our gentle fucking monkey brains, and we just roll with it. And then nothing could stop that because we're running on that program.
Right.
And everybody, and because you already right, you don't want to be wrong.
That's true. Yes.
Because we are so self-obsessed with, like, we just want to be part of this whole thing. And we forget the important things. Like, for me, the important things is, being happy and working out and, learning new things and trying to do good. So when one dies, we don't have to come back to this fucking shithole. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, this world ain't that bad, but yeah, it's pretty shitty when other people are in it, that they're in it to make this a bad place.
Yeah, there's some shitheads out there. I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's we're all cunts.
Yeah.
We're all cunts. And right. we just don't get it. We just don't understand that we can make this such a fucking great place to be. But we want to be on our own asshole. We just stick our head up our ass and then that's it. That's where we stay.
That's right.
We need to embrace our own cuntitude.
That's right.
Yeah, and just say, like, you know what? This is how I am. I'm going to try to do better.
Hey, Oscar, you're like a MMA guy. You fight, right? Or do some kind of mixed martial arts?
I was doing judo for a while and jiu-jitsu. I got my ass kicked about like half a year ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't done it. But what's up?
Well, have you ever heard of something called Fight Church?
Fight Church. I heard about it. The guys that fight for God and shit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
MMA, MMA preachers.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. I mean, look, any kind of belief is good as long as you're not doing anything bad to somebody else.
But can you beat the shit out of somebody in the name of your God? I mean, isn't that crazy? Or maybe that's not the idea. I don't know.
No, it's not the idea. The idea of it is, it's like-minded people. You like MMA and you also like God. Those are the scariest guys, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like the guys that believe in God, they're just in another level because they're not fighting with their body. They're fighting with the thing that was given to them by God.
Do you before you have a match, do you pray to help to let God help you beat the fuck
Please
out
let
of
me beat the shit out
your
of this
opponent?
Guy, Lord,
you know what? Now I don't. But when I was younger, when I was 21, right. No, 19 to 21, I was a little religious.
Right.
I did believe in God. That point, like I would pray because I really didn't have anything when I was younger.
Right.
You know, so the only thing that I had at that time was God. Like I had no like real friends or anything. So that's the only thing that got me through.
But you're not religious now.
Not like a weirdo religious.
Right.
I believe in something. I just don't, I'm not Catholic or Christian or Buddhist or any of that. I just take the little parts. I understand a little bit of it. Because they're all weird. When, it's like, look, how do you put it? It's like when you go to school, right?
Yeah.
You go to fucking USC, UCLA.
Sure.
You go to school and you do good, but to get involved in and get with friends, you have to join like fraternities or go with the school spirit. So you push it to the next level. And the next level is, you know, just putting on the jerseys, you know, representing. You get me?
Yeah.
And then after that, you're going to start, you know, like doing some hazing to other dudes from other schools.
What kind of hazing would you do? I mean,
I don't know, man. Yeah, but fuck UCLA. You know what? My brother used to wear a UCLA shirt because he was a gangster.
Oh, really? Oh.
That yeah, was a and we'd go drink coffee in USC.
That was a gang color, a UCLA jersey?
Yeah, UCLA jersey, and it was blue, I don't know, and it had the 22 because my brother's from 22nd Street Gang.
Oh, okay.
And he had it, right? We just went to get some coffee because, you know, I'm a weirdo, I like coffee.
Right.
And all the guys from USC were pissed off because he was wearing it.
Right. But
they were dogging us.
Oh, they were dogging you, but your brother's a gang member. I mean, sure, it was a gangster. Surely he could handle some USC guys.
Power numbers, though, man.
Right, that's true. Got a whole bunch of bros over there in Tevias.
You know, that's
sandals.
Another thing too. One time, I went to a bar in the Valley with my friend, and he was wearing an Affliction shirt. That's like the most douchebag shirt ever, right? But they're cool back then. And we got to the bar, and the security guard didn't let us in because he had that shirt on.
Oh yeah,
and we said like why is that? Because we had some guys from Tap Out last week, and an Affliction guy showed up, and there was like this big fight, and we're like, so it's like guys fought over shirts.
That's stupid. Do you think that security guard would have let you in if you guys were white and you had that shirt on?
No. I don't know. I think that you're just trying to avoid stupid shit.
Oh yeah,
those guys are pretty stupid, dude.
God, I don't.
It goes back to a lot of us are pretty stupid. There's not that many good people out there to teach kids what to do and what not to do.
That's right.
Bieber?
Yeah, like.
What about Bieber?
Bieber is a great example.
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Oh.
What do you think about him? You think he's attractive?
Yeah. I think
if he was walking by and said, I want to fuck your ass.
Bieber's like, hey, Oscar, I want to eat your ass.
I want to eat your ass, man.
I'm not into for the right amount, I guess. I don't know.
There we go. There we go. An honest man.
Like 20 million?
Yeah, an honest man.
Come here. Come here, Bieber.
I can buy a lot of soap to wash Bieber saliva off my starfish.
But funny, man, I don't know. So at the end of this thing,
yes,
I was thinking that. No, I mean we're in a good place. I think we're just gonna have to wait until we all become like cyborgs, and we don't need emotions and all this stuff. All this thing is emotional.
Right.
All our problems are emotional.
We need these sex bots.
Yeah, man, that's creepy, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I'm down. I'll fuck it. I'll hit it once. but it's creepy. It's creepy as fuck. Like, you seen the video of the guy that has a, he has like the robot fleshlight? on him.
Oh,
and
it plugs
and some girl
the
on
computer,
the other end
yeah.
is jerking him off.
Yeah. Yeah, it plugs into your computer.
What does she have? Is she working a trackball?
No, it's a dildo, and she's just whacking it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, man, it's coming, dude. I mean, literally, it's coming. Like the future is almost here.
Oh, you,
like I heard today that they're making like a cyber spine.
What?
Yeah, they're almost done with it. They're gonna be able to put it on humans. And, like, for people that can't walk and make them walk again.
No, that's sweet. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a great use of technology. I mean, that's, you know, maybe concentrate on that rather than the lifelike blow-up dolls.
Oh,
they're necessary, too.
No, wait a second. Yeah.
Stephen Hawking right. wants a fucking spine, okay?
Just think, nobody would be out, you know, doing any skiing or cliff diving or anything that snaps their spine if they're sitting at home jerking off in front of the computer.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. You think about it.
You're saving lives.
No, but,
yes.
But look, like a service, like a lot of guys used to say that if girls fuck guys more, like there will be a lot less violence. I believe in that. I really believe in that. How many times do you have sex with a girl?
It's the Eve defense.
It's the main this is the main tenet of his religion.
Blame Eve.
Yeah.
That would be it, right? Like girls have to have sex with dudes every day of the week at least. Nice. And just once a day, not all day. Just once.
Reasonable, right? Yes.
Yeah. You're a gentle dictator.
No, I mean, look. Friday night. That's when Friday and Saturday night. That's when a lot of the fights happen.
Right.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because dudes go out to the club all horned up, right? And they go in packs, and they, you know, they throw their lines at the girls, and the girls are not into it because they're fucking losers, you know. They're just and they all roll together, and nothing happens, right? So then these guys are all horned up with all these testosterone just like going off everywhere, and they start looking at each other, and they're like, "I didn't get laid. Well, I didn't get laid too. Let's fight, bro." And then they fight. That's why the fight. I know because I've been there.
Yeah. All horned up.
All horned up. And, like, dude, you don't even know. Did I tell you guys that, like, fighters.
Yeah.
Some fighters actually take Viagra.
Oh, shut up.
Look it up.
Bullshit. Yeah. Do you step in the MMA ring with a boner?
No. That's a train.
Oh.
Because after a while. Like, let's say you train like 4 days, your testosterone levels go down, and you just feel tired.
Right.
And what the pill does, it brings that energy back up and your testosterone back up.
Yeah.
And then that's why you can perform more.
I'm learning a lot.
It's an awkward subway ride, though.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, guys, it was a little good talk.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. You got big weekend plans. You got some comedy coming up.
Oh yeah, I got something tonight at the Lexington. I'm doing some comedy from 7 to 10.
Oh, cool.
Everybody, welcome. Come down.
Come down to the Lexington, 129 East 3rd, downtown Los Angeles. In fact, Oscar Fernando Galeano just put out on Facebook: tonight is the night.
Tonight is the night. And in fact, you can follow him now on the Twitter. Exclusive news, breaking news here on Crab Diving.
That's right,
no
ladies.
No longer is it an exclusive club to be able to follow Oscar on Twitter. He's opened it up to the masses. It's at the number 2, Oscar Galeana, OscarGaleana on the Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Fun.
Take care, man. Have a great
weekend.
Oh, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Oscar. Oscar Fernando Galeana.
Oscar Land would be interesting.
Very funny comic.
A lot of ladies walking funny, apparently.
Oh my God. I'm just thinking about George Clooney walking around like a crazed lunatic.
Hey, can I eat your asshole?
Catcalling.
Let me eat some of your asshole, lady.
Seems more like a Shia LaBeouf move or an Andy Dick kind of thing.
Yes, I would agree.
Rather than a George Clooney. I mean, to be fair, we don't know that George Clooney catcalls. In fact,
well,
I would venture to say, well, he doesn't. He doesn't. He do a lot of good works
Nor
and like
does,
charities
like DiCaprio,
and bullshit.
They're like flypaper.
DiCaprio catcalls.
They don't need to.
They don't need to do anything.
And the other side, too. I mean, it works both ways.
Do you think...
Both sexes.
Right, right. I was just... God, I had a horrible thought. Do you think Leonardo DiCaprio, if he cut off his arms and legs, he just walked, you know, tooling around in like a little...
Rename him Bob.
Like a scooter? He'd still get laid.
Oh, sure, now. Yeah.
But not back then. Not at the beginning of his career.
Mini-Me was tearing up the Playboy Mansion, right?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. What happened to him?
And I'm not suggesting that, you know, he wouldn't be...
Did he die?
Mini-Me? No, he's still
alive. Vern Troyer? He's
just
alive,
just his
right?
career.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, shit. I take Vern Troyer's career, one big movie, or a few, and then, you know, you can go do appearances for the rest of your fucking life.
Shit, yeah, man.
Conferences, seminars.
Just gotta pray they make another one of those... Mike Myers makes another one of those shitty movies.
Oh, yeah.
Not shitty. I like the first one.
What was it called? A Spy Who Loved Me? No, Spy... that's James Bond.
Yeah.
Spy... who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'll look it up. We'll find out, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what you can also do?
What?
You can listen to any of the other great entertainment. What do we have here on the network here?
Well, right? On the Crab Diving Network, we feature a show called The Cannalinguist. It's a show all about pot, weed, and medical marijuana every day at 4 p.m. In fact, we have a new Cannalinguist premiering Saturday.
Tomorrow
at 4 p.m., including 4:20 in the show hour.
That's right, 4 p.m. Pacific.
That's right.
If you're not in the Pacific time zone. Yeah, no, sorry.
And every show at the 20-minute mark, the 4:20 mark, they always discuss and sample a strain of marijuana.
Strain. We sat in ourselves for an episode. You can listen to it on iTunes. It's also on Stitcher. It's at crabdiving.com. We may have also sampled some of the wares. And
maybe.
We are.
Relax, Mom. It's fine.
Allegedly. But, you know, I have a medical condition.
Yes.
You're just, you know...
No, I'm just abusing.
Stoner.
Very nice. Then at 7 o'clock, we have something called the Hollywood Hick. Very funny. It's our entertainment show covering all things Hollywood.
On the sevens.
It is recorded from Hollywood and Vine or thereabouts. From the center.
Right. Spitting distance.
Spitting distance from the most famous intersection in the whole fucking right. world. And then we have the Daily Upper Decker, very funny sports show. The funniest sports podcast declared by me.
It's excellent.
This what are they doing this week? They're doing a dramatic reading of Gronk Erotica.
Gronk Erotica. Somebody that wrote an erotic novel where the main character is Mike Gronkowski, who's this big crazy oaf of a football player. And it's just fictionalized, but it's so horrible. It's like, you know, my crimson thighs quivered as his throbbing scepter of manhood entered me.
You know, they got to all be around the locker room just reading it out loud and just giving this guy total shit. But listen to the Daily Upper Decker every day at 8 p.m.
Listen.
New episodes Wednesdays.
Wednesday evenings at
every
8
Wednesday,
p.m. And then it reruns pretty much every day.
And then we have the Morning Wood reruns at night.
Tonight, there may be some special extra content.
That's right.
This morning, Rick had a
leak.
A disaster. Not on his body leak, but a leak in the house.
We don't know.
And I was going to say fortunately. I don't think it's fortunately. The timing was fortuitous.
Yeah.
That in France, they happened to be shooting it out with some terrorists at the same moment. So he was able to provide service to our listeners and live stream what was going on over in France
while
he was taking care of the other shit.
And had he not been there when his roof was leaking, a lot of his stuff would have been damaged.
Correct.
Because he was getting the tarp out and everything. But that shows every day, 8 to 10 a.m. on crabdiving.com/listen or /live. And it reruns 9 o'clock every night.
9 o'clock.
Yes. And we also have Pieces of Silver.
Pieces of Silver.
Our crazy-ass late-night podcast.
And just like real Pieces of Silver, elusive, difficult to find.
Elusive. A new episode next week. There's one currently rerunning now. What?
A new episode on Monday, maybe?
Yes, on Monday, I believe.
Possibly we're going to have a new one. That's excellent.
Right.
For a long time, I've been remiss in my duties here on Crab Diving. We had a tradition on Fridays that we usually got to, and then it kind of fell off for a while. But it's back, ladies and gentlemen. We know you were
God damn
desperately
it.
wondering what the top five songs in the United States of America are.
Yay.
Coming in, according to the Billboard Hot 100, go to billboard.com. Coming in at number five, you remember her from the song All About That Bass.
Yes.
No treble. But we're talking about the inimitable Meghan Trainor.
Yes.
Coming in at number five with the song Lips Are Moving.
If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, then you la la la, babe. If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, then you la la la, babe. Boy, look at me in my face. Tell me that you know just about this place. You really think?
And so there you go. Meghan Trainor.
Your lips are moving.
Your lips are moving.
Wait, did she did All About That Bass, right?
I'm all about that.
Well, this song sucks. That other song was good. Next song, fail. Shitty.
Wow, you're saying the follow-up to All About That Bass.
My lips are moving. My lips are moving.
You ain't giving it a big score.
That's just about the shittiest song I've ever heard.
Dang. Why you hating?
I don't like it.
Okay. You're allowed.
My lips are moving.
Coming in at number four, Ed Sheeran. With a song called Thinking Out Loud. Yeah, I'm going to fast forward.
Yeah.
Loving you till I was 17. Baby, my heart could still fall.
Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. I like Ed Sheeran. Great, like, singer-songrighter type.
Yeah.
But this is...
This is my favorite song.
This one's a little...
I love this.
Sappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Number four.
Right.
It is in the United States of America.
Congratulations.
At number three, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Hot 100 Billboard is Hozier with Take Me...
Is it Hozier?
H-O-Z-I-E-R.
Hozier.
With Take Me to Church.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. It's everybody's disapproval. Should've worshipped her sooner.
All right.
Reagan, she's a model funeral.
Damn. That's the number three song. That's great.
I feel like I've heard that before. Somewhere,
really?
Like in a Pier 1 import, looking for a scented candle.
I feel it's like when you're about to open a vein.
Oh, yeah.
There's something sitting back
about
and cutting. And
blow
and
my brains out in an elevator.
I'm working on my parallel lines on my forearm. number two is the lovely country singer, Taylor Swift.
Oh, she is just prolific.
With the song called Blank.
Blow Me.
Bass.
It all started.
Oops.
And drove her going.
That's a commercial.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Horrible. Corporatism.
Here she is. Blank space with what's her face? Taylor the Swift.
Let's be friends.
Man.
It sounds like there's a guy in the corner just like hitting a drum every now and then. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, not the
weird
greatest,
song.
Not my favorite Taylor Swift song.
Oh, yes. That's the best Taylor Swift song.
Which, of course, I would have a hard time naming one.
Yeah, that might be the best one, for all we know.
So, the top song of the week on the Billboard Hot 100 is Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
No.
With God. Uptown Funk.
Do
I kind of like this one, yeah.
A little too many of the. I don't like those synthesized claps.
Not a
big fan. But I do like that song. That's good. I was all set to hate it, and look at that.
Yeah, I don't know who Mark Ronson is. Bruno Mars. This is the number one song of the week.
Mark Ronson does this. Don't. Maybe he makes that really low bassy sound. Yeah.
Dope.
Well, one good song out of top five.
Not bad.
You know, the other one's just horrendous. But what are you going right. to do?
We're going to take a little break. Speaking of music, we've got a song for your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to do a little more Bathtub Gin?
I love Bathtub Gin. That's my brother's band.
From Talkeetna, Alaska.
Hell yeah.
Taking us into the break. On the other side, we got more stuff for you. More right-wing nut jobbery and bullshittery.
This is Sarah Palin's favorite band.
And is this really Sarah Palin's favorite
band? No, I don't know. This song is called I Can See Russia.
Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. More after the break.
Yay.
dream about the day we wed. You used to wear black, but now you wear red.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, live, hurling at you from Los Angeles, California, crab diving. Yeah, we are here till 4 p.m. Pacific time. Till 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast live. Otherwise, you know what we're doing? You're listening to us as a rerun right now, and we thank you for either way.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. We had a little bit of Spider Tears there. I love that song.
By the Chroma Keys.
The Chroma Keys. Spiders have 8 legs, and spiders have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing, Ryan, than when a spider cries.
A shitload of water comes out. All those tear ducts.
That's right. And I hear their whiny little bitches.
Oh, yeah. Spiders.
Very sensitive.
Horrendous!
Little, sensitive little...
Impossible.
Buggy type things. I was going to say insects, but they're arachnids, aren't
they? So defensive.
Jerk-offs. Before that, again, was Bathtub Gin.
Right.
My favorite band from Talkeetna, Alaska.
By the way, Oscar Galliano, who called in earlier...
Yes.
Tweeted us the article, Cyborg Spinal Implant Could Help Paralyzed Walk Again.
There you go.
Yep. And they have a little picture. There's a little picture of the... of the digital spine.
A little bit of...
look at that.
A little bit of
science.
Can you
see that? That's fucking weird.
Very weird. Very cool. God. Like some sci-fi shit.
Right, right. Paralyzed rats who were fitted with the implant were able to walk on their own again after just a few weeks of training. They trained the rats
it's amazing.
To walk.
Science is cool.
Wow.
There was a guy not that long ago. You know, they're also doing these like exoskeleton kind of things where they hook up devices outside your leg controlled by the computer, but then you control them by your thoughts and they act as your nerves essentially.
That's amazing.
They're doing that too. It really is amazing. The
God,
progress.
And to think the world is only 6,000 years old. Oh my God.
How blessings to the Lord for letting us discover that shit that quickly.
And we beat global warming because it was it was chilly for like 5 days here in LA.
But there's, you know, God will sort it out, right?
That's right.
Doesn't,
if only we can keep the Mexicans out of this country and ISIS.
James Inhofe, the potential leader of the environmental committee in the Senate.
He's not potential. He is.
Did he will make it? I don't know if they assigned committees yet. I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. Can we have a guy that believes in science head the science committee?
Right.
I know that's crazy.
We have some great news.
Yes.
A landmark stat has been achieved. Congratulations, America.
America.
The United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, now officially has passed the old Soviet Union for the largest prison system in history.
Nicked!
Close.
Oh, what is it?
It was nicked?
Nicked!
It's net, isn't it?
Net.
You did like a German Russian
net
combination.
Yes.
Net.
It was a hybrid.
Soviet gulags under Stalin were the worst in history with over 18 million victims over 40 years they were in use. The gulags resulted in the death of just under a million people.
Oh, my God.
Knowing this number, another chilling realization comes up. The United States is rapidly approaching that number for the number of people in prison. As of 2009, the United States has over 7 million people.
Oh, my God.
In the prison system.
Hey, thank you, war on drugs, right?
And that, they say numbers do not exist for the total former prison population. The estimates for the total number of people who are in or have been through the system probably comes in at just under 20 million more than the Soviet gulag.
We did it, guys.
Woo-hoo!
Freedom. I'm part of the freedom movement.
And I'm sure only a couple of them are brown.
Good one.
I'm sure there's not that many people that are, of color, which leads me to...
Just say no to drugs.
Which leads me to this other story that I've had. For a couple of days. This was also, this was from rawstory.com.
If eat.
There was a study done by the ACLU in Illinois.
Fuck you.
Oh, they hate the ACLU.
Eat a dick, hippie.
That found that despite the fact that white drivers,
right,
this is about race, Ryan, white drivers are far more likely to be found with contraband, but black and Latino drivers are worlds more likely to be pulled over in Chicago. They based it on an analysis of over 100,000 traffic stops conducted by the Chicago Popo.
Quit playing the race card.
And they found that blacks are 42% more likely to be stopped.
Wow.
Than would be otherwise expected, given that they comprise only 32% of the city's population. Now, minorities, they found, are also stopped by the Chicago Popo. This might surprise you. You should sit down for this.
Oh, I am. Okay. Sitting.
In districts that oversee a higher percentage of Caucasian populations.
Sure.
Let's translate this. In white neighborhoods.
Right.
You'll be surprised to learn that minorities are stopped at an even higher rate in those districts.
Oh, how nice. What a great, great picture we're painting for the world.
In the 9 districts with the highest percentage of white residents, blacks were 52% more likely,
wow,
to be pulled over.
That's weird. I wonder why that happens.
The study also found that once pulled over, Caucasian drivers were more likely to be in possession of contraband.
Yeah, man, fucking
crackheads. Than their black or Latino counterparts. So once they pulled them over, even though the brown ones were pulled over more, once they pulled them over, the white ones had a higher percentage of bad shit in the car.
So why aren't you profiling white people?
Because they're not white.
Oh, wait, yeah, years and years of racism. That's right. I forget. But we don't need affirmative action.
They're saying that the data is powerful evidence that police use different standards depending on the race of the motorist.
Facts. Did you say facts, boy?
So hopefully somebody will take a look at that. But of course, you know, the right's going to say, well, but, you know, the black people kill each other more.
That's right.
Black on black crime. Why don't they talk about black on black crime? Well, why don't we talk about white on white crime, which is by far the biggest giantest. Crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Stat in America. There you go.
Damn. The numbers tell a sad story.
They do. And with all this thrilling Islamophobia popping up, there's a story, I don't have it in front of me, but on the right, they're doing that. Well, none of the Muslims are speaking up against this. So there's a story on one of the news sites that says, here's 45 examples
of
Muslim leaders of what they said, tweeted, Facebooked over the past 3 days.
I listened to the fucking BBC yesterday. They did a whole segment on that shit.
To decry this. So these people are speaking out.
They are.
Yet you go over to Fox and they're like, not one Muslim is turning this down. Not one Muslim is saying this is bad.
On Fox. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no Muslim on Fox saying that because you aren't putting one on.
Well, if they do put one on, it's a rare Muslim that agrees with them.
Oh, God, that's got to be hard for a segment producer to be like, okay, tell me again, what do we need? We need a Muslim person that believes the following. Oof.
Yeah, good luck.
Give me an hour. I'm gonna need a full hour. Right.
So that study was done, by the ACLU. In Illinois, surprising, I know.
Right.
That blacks are, maybe profiled.
What's going on with the story about the bomb at the NAACP building?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's just not covered on the media at all.
Non-story.
So doesn't matter.
Right.
They're looking into it. They're looking for that guy. White.
Oh, my God.
Pickup truck.
Redneck.
With no door in the back of the pickup truck.
Oh, well, that's going to narrow it down.
And
a shitty truck.
The FBI's on top of it because the last I saw, they issued a statement that said, we believe it is deliberate.
No. There you go.
That a bomb was strapped to the side of a
building. It wasn't a
random... We think it was an intentional event.
It was a natural bomb?
Yeah, thank
you.
That blew
part of the building up?
Yeah, I'm glad our tax dollars great. Go to you fucking geniuses.
And you said the lead is they're looking for a white guy in a shitty pickup truck.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. 46 examples of Muslim outrage about Paris shooting that Fox News can't seem to find.
Only 46,
the name of the story,
though.
Yeah. Fox News's Monica Crowley said Muslims should be condemning the attack, but I haven't heard any condemnation from any groups. Fox News America's newsroom guest Steve Emerson said, "You don't see denunciations of radical Islam by name by mainstream Islamic groups."
Wow.
And then that fucking alleged liberal, Bob Beckel,
right,
said...
he's the worst.
That the Muslims were, quote, being quiet about the shooting.
No, they aren't.
And accused the Council on American Islamic Relations of keeping their mouth shut when things happen. Meanwhile, the Council on American Islamic Relations had issued a statement decrying the violence. By the way,
Monica Crowley, I didn't realize that. That's the girl, the journalist that used to be on the McLaughlin
Group.
Right.
Eleanor?
Yeah, she's good looking. I mean,
no
you
longer
know,
anymore.
Another good looking blonde on Fox.
Oh, come on.
Oh my God.
How dare you? So a cursory example, you could
cursory
10 seconds on Twitter or Facebook and you could find multiple examples of Muslim communities, leaders and organizations that are saying this is some straight up bullshit.
Right.
I heard a guy last night who's a giant Muslim leader in Britain. Saying that the Quran is against this. The Quran says don't kill people.
It's got to be so hard.
The Quran, you know, and, you know, the Quran doesn't even say you can't depict the prophet. That's a newer affectation.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the Quran does it say that you can't draw a picture, you know, you can't show what a picture of the prophet
so
looks
who,
like.
So who gives a shit then?
Some idiot issued some fatwa.
Fatwa?
At some point, and it's stuck.
Yeah.
Now it's a big deal.
Fucking great.
And that... Muslim leader said, you know, well, okay, maybe we're offended, but that people have, we don't have a right to not be offended.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the other thing that doesn't make sense is like, what? I mean, it's not, that these Muslims don't have anything to fucking do with this. This right. is some fucking terrorist group. So now I have to denounce this shit? Well, of course I'm against it. Right. Denounce this stuff so my church doesn't get firebombed.
Did all the God. Christian churches denounce the guy that shot the abortion doctor to death? Did every Christian church apologize for the abortion bombings?
Shit.
The bombings. Timothy McVeigh was a crazy Christian, wasn't he? Did the Christians come out and say speak against that? The council for American Islamic Relations that Bob Beckel says keeping their mouth shut.
Hey, Bobby.
Here's them keeping their mouth shut.
Okay.
When we study Islam, we clearly see the Quran condemns this type of violence categorically. That Prophet Muhammad said that a Muslim is one from whom all others are safe. This is not about religion. This is about political power. This is about uneducated, ignorant youth who are being manipulated by clerics and extremists. And this is why it's all the more important for us as the moderates, regardless of faith, to stay united and combat this.
Wow.
It's pretty vague. They're really keeping their mouth shut about it, aren't
yeah.
they?
Well, maybe he's a ventriloquist. He's able to say all that without moving his lips. Maybe that's what Bob Beckel meant. Or Bob Beckel was lying!
The Arab League, which is a regional organization representing 22 Arab countries... all of which have a majority Arab population. Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi strongly condemns the terrorist attack on Charlie Hebdo newspaper in Paris.
Wow. That's him shutting his mouth.
Yes. Nobody's talking about it, though, Ryan. None of these Saudi Arabia official statement. The country expressed deep sorrow in response to this cowardly terrorist attack, which is incompatible with Islam religion. What the fuck more do you want these people to say?
Fox obviously wants some narrative to play out that, hey, brown people are scary.
Right. We're sorry. You know what? You Christians are right. Yeah. That's what they want. We're sorry. We're with all this Muhammad shit that we follow. Yeah. We're so stupid.
I renounce Islam. Bring on the Jesus. Yay.
How ridiculous of us. Didn't that that little girl fucker want to be a Duck Dynasty dick?
Phil Robertson.
Didn't he?
Is he Islam? When, is he Muslim?
When Sean Hannity saw it, who better as a foreign policy expert but Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty? Remember he was on when they were talking about the ISIS, when ISIS was taking over those towns in Iraq a couple of months ago? Sean Hannity had Phil Robertson and asked him about ISIS. And that's when Phil Robertson said that
we should kill him.
Convert or die.
Oh, yeah. Convert or die.
Right.
Sounds like a line from Star Wars.
We should give them the choice to convert or die.
Join us or die.
Well, doesn't that sound
scary?
Scarily familiar to what ISIS is saying to people over there, convert to Islam or die?
Yes.
Oh, but it's okay because it's Jesus. It's the big dick of Jesus going into your ass, not the big dick of Muhammad.
Right, get it straight, dummy.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look. You wait till they get to be 20 years old. The only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when about 15 or 16, they'll pick it up.
He's just killing it, too. I mean, people are laughing. They're fucking. He opened for Cosby, I think, that night.
Yeah. Those are those assholes in the background. Yeah.
The thing is that doesn't that sound like Phil Robertson's kind of box speech about this subject? It sounds like this is what he does, his canned little 5 minutes on this.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Now he has this ready to go at any in a moment's notice.
This one out, yeah.
Creepy.
It's his go-to.
Molester-esque.
We've got that story's on our Facebook, by the way. Go to facebook.com/crab. There's also a story. This is good news.
Yeah.
Here in the commie, pinko, liberal land of fruits and nuts.
Hey.
California. It's always amazing to me, you know, sometimes I'll dive down into the comments in some of these stories. And the right just loves to talk about the cesspool disaster of liberal leadership. That is California. Look at how horrible California is.
Yeah, it's going horribly over here with the all-blue government.
California income and corporate tax collections surged in December.
Yay.
Pushing estimated tax revenue since July to about $3.6 billion above what they projected when they approved the current budget. Preliminary tax totals in December came in $1.5 billion above what they projected. Net corporate tax collections topped by $500 million, something like that. So all the failure of the state here, we're working with a surplus now.
Yeah.
With a Democrat supermajority.
Yeah, but the liberals are ruining California, though.
Oh, absolutely.
When are we going to repeal abortion
here? Remember, they used to call it Greece on the Pacific. Here, California.
What does that mean?
Because of look what's happening to Greece with all their liberal programs in Greece and how they've gone down the toilet.
I was thinking about Greece like elbow grease.
So a few years ago, the voters here finally kicked the Republicans completely out to the point of a supermajority.
Super.
Here in California. They got rid of some stupid budget requirements that the GOP had put in, and they said with voter approval also the state raised taxes on the highest income earners to fund education.
That's awesome.
The state started to reinvest in water and transportation infrastructure.
Boring.
Rebuilding the social safety net.
What about Jesus?
also completed the implementation of a robust cap and trade program to restrict carbon emissions.
Right.
That's tyranny. And are funding sustainability projects. By the way, our Governor Brown, the other day I saw.
Yes, dated 7 of 9.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
He dated Jerry Ryan.
Wow.
Good for us, right?
Exactly. He was saying that, I want to say the number is 50% of, he says we should shoot for here in California, I believe it was 50% renewable energy by 2030.
That's awesome, man. Damn, that's great. What about
Koch brothers?
All right.
A tear runs down the Koch brothers' crinkly white face.
What about a law on the books protecting Christmas?
Oh, they, you know, surprisingly not on the top of the agenda of the Democrats in power here.
I want Los Angeles to be the city owned by God.
Well, and then just look, here's the commie pinko liberals take over here in California in a big fucking way and get to run things. And look what's happening. We're dealing with surpluses. Everything's amazing here in California.
Yes.
Now let's skip over to Kansas.
Right.
Or let's take a look at Wisconsin.
Yes.
Where that dried flask of shit juice.
I'll take two, please.
Scott Walker.
God, this guy.
Little Brownback Light is doing the same shit, trying to do the same shit to Wisconsin that Brownback's doing to Kansas, which is flipping it over and ramming it in the asshole without any permission or lube. Disaster now in Kansas. Even I saw last week, I think there was a report that Kansas is even worse off than they thought it was because of fucking Brownback.
They need an emergency manager.
And he keeps saying, well, we need to cut more taxes for the rich then.
No one is thinking with their fucking brains. That's not what they did in California, right?
And they're just the opposite. We tax the fuck out of the rich more.
Hey, Mississippi, Kansas, Arkansas, Michigan, just do what California's doing because things are going well here.
No, but the job creators. There's a cartoon that we shared on our Facebook, which is a rich guy driving a giant car with a license plate that says job creator.
Ooh.
And standing next to him is a person holding a sign that says, waiting for trickle down, please help, like a hungry homeless guy.
Yes.
And the rich guy in the car is saying, poor devil, if I only had one more tax break.
Yeah, right.
Which is true.
It's bullshit.
Oh, you know, I've got $7 billion in the Caymans. I can't afford a raise for my employees.
Yes, if I only had one more zero in my account.
Fuck those takers.
That's not even in this country.
Yeah, right.
It's not doing anything. It's just sitting there for my great, 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 great grandchildren to fucking inherit. I could help this poor fucker.
So that's on our Facebook. Go to Facebook and you can read some more of that story about California gloating.
Hell yeah.
The libs are here in charge.
Fuck y'all.
Things got better. Tax those motherfuckers.
Why doesn't fucking California secede then if we're doing so well? Do you want to be a part of this fucking shit
show? Then significant amounts of states would go bankrupt. The states that require our tax money.
Yeah.
To survive.
But yeah. We ain't got no water.
The red states, I might add.
Yes.
I've got a couple of stories here. I thought I had a story open, but I don't.
No.
J-Lo.
Oh, yes.
I know you'll be, it's important to find this out.
Did she pass away?
No.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez, though, may be the next to have a residency in Vegas.
Oh, damn. This is the move. This is the move. Oh, I would love this move. Show in Vegas. Success.
She did a show on New Year's Eve, passing what they call the Vegas residency test, making over $400,000, they think.
In one evening.
On one evening.
Of ticket sales to a fucking J-Lo concert.
She raked in $410,000 for her New Year's Eve performance at Caesar's Palace. And she gets back end.
Ooh.
Even though the show was sold out, the venue netted $600,000.
Does she have a butt implant back in, you said?
I don't know.
I thought she did.
There were rumors of that, yeah. So sources say the point of the gig was to see if she could be a sufficient enough draw for a full-on residency. Caesars was allegedly pleased.
Oh, wow.
Britney, by the way, Britney Spears, per show, her salary.
Oh, my God. What does she get? Is her show still going? She's still alive?
The Britney was guaranteed 96 concerts over 2 years for a total of $29,760,000, making it $310,000 per performance.
Oh, my God.
However, Planet Hollywood was so blown away by her sales, breaking records, that Britney's people went back to the table and hashed out an amendment that means with back-end merchandising and other perks, she's making $475,000 per show.
Per show? How many shows per week?
Like two a week or something like that? Or
oh, my fucking God.
She'll do 140 shows during a two-year residency. So do the math.
Yeah, that, I don't know. That's a lot of money. That's a shitload of money.
Celine Dion, top money earner in Vegas, makes $476,000 a show. So Britney, almost.
Wow.
So they say with all of her ventures every week, Britney Spears, so she must be doing two shows a week. She's putting away $1 million a week in Vegas.
Jennifer Lopez, it doesn't say she has a butt implant, but she has insurance on her ass. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
She got booty insurance.
From Lloyd's of London?
I was trying to see what her policy is. Right here, it says, Urban Legends is saying, did J-Lo insure her butt for $1 billion? That can't be true.
That's insane.
But if you hear how much she could make in Vegas...
I'll bet Kim Kardashian has that big old fat greasy ass insured.
Oh, God.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. God. It's so irritating. I was trying to figure out what J-Lo's butt policy included in. It's just like too much information.
It's too much information.
To wade through. I just don't give a shit. God, there's so many commercials on every goddamn website. It's like, you know what? I don't care.
It's pretty overwhelming sometimes.
Wow. I mean, would you go see the J-Lo show in Vegas? If I had a free ticket, I would. I don't want to pay for that. What's she going to do? Well, name me one J-Lo song. My Heart Will Go On?
No, that's Celine Dion.
No. Oh.
J-Lo.
I don't even know what J-Lo's...
Jenny from the Block.
That's her. I'm just Jenny from the Block. Okay. What else? She's got to fill a whole show.
I don't know.
I mean, she made $400,000 on New Year's Eve. Who's like, hey, listen, I got tickets for New Year's Eve to see guess who?
But Britney Spears, how many songs can you name? One or two, right?
I mean, Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There we go.
All right.
So,
I don't know any Britney Spears songs.
Do you know any Kevin Gates songs?
Oh yeah, Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
He's a rapper.
Yes.
Trending on Twitter today. I wasn't aware of who he was either, but once I found out what had happened, I understand why he was trending.
Trending on Twitter.
He went on, he put out an Instagram little video to let everybody know something that was going on in his life. Here's the audio of Kevin Gates, rapper, and his revelation. It's from TMZ.
He'll be talking about, yeah, y'all look like brother and sister. Shit, no. I'm fucking the shit out of her. Come to find out she my cousin, you heard me? But I ain't about to stop fucking with her. Shit, the pussy good and we click. Shit, I ain't grow up with you knowing you're my people. I don't get touched. Man, y'all gonna stay out of my motherfucking business. So you mean to tell me if you've been fucking with somebody for 3 months, you heard me? Everything beautiful. Your grandmother come tell you one day, you know that's your cousin. Y'all done got the hard part out the way. Why fuck up a good thing? I don't get tired.
So he announced that he found out he was fucking his cousin.
Wow.
His grandmother told him, you know, that's your cousin.
Oh, my God. Grandma.
And
well, don't tell him.
As I believe he said, the puss is good? Is that what he is?
The puss is good, man. Why fuck with a good thing? And then we did the hard part.
Yeah, y'all look like brother and sister. Shit, no. I'm fucking the shit out of her. Come to find out she's my cousin, you heard?
I'm fucking the shit out of her. Come to find out she's my cousin.
Wow.
But I ain't about to stop fucking with her. Shit, the pussy good and we click. Shit, I ain't grow up.
I ain't about to stop fucking with her because the puss is good and we click.
We click. That's important.
We didn't grow up together.
Would you know you and my people? I don't get touched. Man, y'all gonna stay out of my motherfucking business.
He was taking some shit because people were like, that's gross. You're fucking your cousin.
Well, I mean, if they end up getting married, it's going to be a tiny wedding. That'll be nice.
You're right.
Which side of the church do you sit on?
Rapper Kevin Gates saying he's sticking with the cousin puss.
Is he looking forward to having weird looking children?
I don't they allow that now? Can't you? Didn't they get rid of that?
Yeah, but if you stay within your own gene pool,
I think you have a higher percentage chance
of mutation.
It's not like fucking your sister.
No,
that close.
But
I think there's a higher percentage.
You can have a kid with four thumbs.
Some shit going on.
Growing out of his neck.
Right.
Find somebody else. What's his name? Kevin.
Kevin.
Blah, blah, blah.
I've already moved on. Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates.
Yeah, Kevin
Good job,
Gates.
Kev.
Rapper Kevin Gates.
Congrats to you. Kudos.
I don't know any Kevin Gates music.
Right. Keep the gene pool tiny and shallow. Right.
There is a South Carolina lawmaker, you'll enjoy this story, who is proposing making a certain class mandatory,
yes,
for local school students.
Right.
State Representative Alan Clemens of South Carolina wants a stronger emphasis placed on the Second Amendment, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
And he's proposing altering a mandatory high school class devoted to the U.S. Constitution to focus on guns. He wants students to spend 3 weeks studying the Second Amendment using materials developed or recommended by the NRA.
Oh, my God. Just studying the Second Amendment. 3 weeks. How long is it? Just read it. You don't need to study it.
Under his proposed legislation, December 15th would also be declared Second Amendment Awareness Day.
God.
Get to go out and shoot the fuck out
of it. Can we teach some kids some fucking science so maybe there's a child that can grow up and cure AIDS or cancer or whatnot instead of guns?
He said he filed the proposed legislation in response to school zero tolerance policies.
On guns?
Yeah, on weapons.
He's against that.
Saying that these policies have an anti-Second Amendment slant.
We don't want stupid children bringing guns to school. Is that like not... Who's against that?
This guy. Clemens said, that policy in my mind is subjecting the rising generation to the mindset of the instrument, the firearm, is evil. Regardless of the hand that the firearm is in.
Well, I think, there's a lot of people who would agree with that. A bunch of parents that lost kids at Sandy Hook. They probably see guns as pretty fucking evil.
He's also supporting legislation that would allow schools to offer a semester-long course on firearm safety, which would take kids out of the classroom and onto the shooting range.
Perfect. Great.
That class would also focus on the history of guns and gun rights.
Oh, my God.
But that one wouldn't be a mandatory course.
Oh, yes.
That would be an elective course.
Oh, my God. Where are you going to shoot? Where's the shooting range? At the school? You're passing out bullets to a bunch of children?
Well, they probably partner with a local range, maybe, or something. I don't know.
To dipshit kids. Oh, here's some bullets. Good luck, Hope this turns out okay. Everybody's like, crazy with their fucking hormones. Here's an automatic weapon. Perfect.
And not a lot of talk about the fact that there were a couple of armed guards at the Charlie Hebdo newspaper.
Yeah, there's been armed guards at some of these mass shootings, right? And did they save the day or no?
Not a whole heck of a lot, right. I don't think. And I think those are the guys that they usually aim for first, right?
Yeah. But I thought more guns would make us more safe from being shot.
I heard that the terrorists, the first woman they grabbed to make her let them in by pressing in, they had a security pad. You had to put in a security code. That they had followed her earlier at one point to the daycare where she drops her kids off.
Oh, my God.
And they pulled the, we know where your daycare is. We've got somebody here right now. Open this door or we kill your kids right
now.
Oh,
my God.
So that's how they.
How terrifying. And fuck these
terrorists.
That's
one of the stories I heard. I don't know if that's really.
Fuck you, Al-Qaeda.
The truth or not. But fuck Al-Qaeda.
Really, fuck them.
I think we can universally say fuck Al-Qaeda.
God.
I've got a story here of a former football player.
Yes.
Dolphins, for the Dolphins.
Oh, what's his name? Dan Marino?
Rob Conrad, former fullback of the Dolphins, went fishing.
Uh-oh.
On Wednesday, after out of Boca Raton, friends became concerned.
Oh, shit.
After he didn't meet them for dinner.
Oh, no.
The Coast Guard sent a helicopter to look for him. Apparently, what had happened was...
What happened was...
He fell off of his 36-foot boat, which was on autopilot.
Oh, fuck.
And was unable to get back to it. So, he started swimming for shore. 9 miles away.
Oh, my God.
And made it sometime after 4 a.m. on Thursday.
The guy's an athlete.
And he called the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office.
What does he say? This, my boat is just fucking...
It's out there aimed somewhere. The 38-year-old was taken to a nearby hospital where he was treated for possible hypothermia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a winner.
He played 4 years at Syracuse, was drafted by the Dolphins in 99, played for 5 years until 2004.
Yeah, this guy's still in good shape from sports. He was able to swim
9 miles after he fell off his fucking boat.
I thought there was going to be a shark involved in this for
sure. No shark involved.
I'd be thinking about that the whole time as I'm swimming the 9 miles. I'm like, oh, fuck me.
What's gonna eat me right now?
And by the way, how did 9 miles out? Can you even see the shore at that point?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
And how do you know you're swimming in the correct
right direction? And that the current isn't fucking with you and pushing you in the opposite direction.
Well, maybe this guy's a bit of a mariner and was able to use the stars to guide him home.
Maybe. Maybe just luck the fuck out.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Aimed in the right direction.
Hey, that'll teach you to use that stupid autopilot on your boat. Aren't you supposed to be tethered in or something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're alone on a boat, what are you going
to
do?
You're not supposed to boat alone. That's a no-no.
Right. I've got one more quick thing here before we have to end. It's, you know,
it's
like
almost the
almost
weekend
time. It's almost the fucking.
Are you excited? You got big weekend plans?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to maybe switch hands to jerk off with.
Oh.
Get my right hand drunk instead of my
left.
Yes. Liberty University, we've chatted about here frequently.
Right.
In recent days, we've talked about. Regent University also, these
Ivy League school or no?
Christian TV universities.
Yes. The Earth is 6,000 years old. Science class is a lot shorter here.
Well, run, if you can, from Lynchburg, Virginia, because there was a study that was done.
Fuck you.
That has found out that 30% of the certified teachers in Lynchburg City Schools hired this year are Liberty University graduates.
Oh, my God. Who's going to teach me math?
There are more than twice as many Liberty graduates as any other single school.
Yes.
The University of Virginia Longwood graduates. They have Lynchburg College. Some of these other ones. The school board is starting to maybe get a little concerned.
Right.
Because along with its mission to, quote, develop competent professionals with a Christian worldview,
ooh,
according to Liberty's website.
Right. Scary.
It is accredited by the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education and approved by the Virginia Department of Education. I guess several school boards are talking. Several school board members are expressing concerns about the overabundance.
I mean, dude, that is fucking nuts.
Right.
Just don't even go to college. You're going to Liberty.
Of the 124 certified hires, 88 are white females. 21 are white males.
Okay. We have our white quota.
That's 109. 8 are minority females. 7 minority males.
Wow. So 15.
They say the difficulty of recruiting minority teachers is an ongoing concern.
Right. Well, They seem to have difficulty recruiting outside Liberty University.
Right.
Shit.
So keep your kids out of the fucking school system unless we can find a nice atheist school if you want them to learn about science.
Or maybe a school not taught by right-wing nut jobs.
And math and real history that doesn't say, you know, Jesus did everything.
Let me explain to you again how the Ark existed and how we got two of every animal on the Lido deck.
Ken Ham.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for spending a little bit of your time with us. We are here every 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekdays, live for your ear love or whatever, for your ear holes. We don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, crabdiving.com, past episodes of this and every other great show that's here on the network.
Yes.
Follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving. We're on Facebook. We're on Google Plus. We're on Pinterest. We're all over the fucking place. Spread love. Share the crabs.
Make it so, number one.
Ryan Pfeiffer's going to be doing some comedial type stuff in Solvang.
Yes. Randy's Tap Room.
Tomorrow night, find out the deets. Go to at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so fucking vile.
And everything and anything is at crabdiving.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.